This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russia says it has thwarted attacks on a symbolically significant bridge in Crimea, AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
The Kremlin said that it has managed to destroy three Ukrainian drones that attempted to strike a key bridge linking Russia to Moscow-annexed Crimea. A key supply route for Kremlin forces in the war with Ukraine, the Kerch Bridge has come under repeated attack since Russia launched its full-scale invasion. Meanwhile, the governor of the Russian region of Belgorod said two Ukrainian drones attacked two districts, killing one and injuring several others. Ukrainian authorities, which generally avoid commenting on attacks on Russian soil, didn't say whether they launched the attacks. I'm Karen Chamas.
Tens of thousands of protesters gathered outside a French military base in Niger's capital, Niamey, on Saturday, demanding that its troops leave in the wake of a military coup that has widespread popular support, but which Paris refuses to recognize. July 26th coup is one of eight in West and Central Africa since 2020. Anti-French sentiment has risen since the coup, but soured further last week when France ignored the junta's order for its ambassador to leave. Niger has also cut military coordination with French forces. The Nobel Prize Foundation on Saturday retracted its invitation for representatives of Russia, Belarus, and Iran to attend this year's Nobel Prize award ceremonies. After the controversial decision, quote, provoked strong reactions, several Swedish lawmakers said Friday that they would boycott this year's Nobel Prize award ceremonies after the private foundation that administers the awards changed its position from a year earlier and invited representatives of three countries to attend. Some of the lawmakers cited Russia's war on Ukraine and the crackdown on human rights in Iran as reasons for their boycott. This is VOA News. Mohammed Al-Fayed, the self-made Egyptian billionaire who bought the Harrods department store and promoted the discredited conspiracy theory that the British royal family was behind the death of his son and Princess Diana, has died. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
Around but never fully accepted by the British establishment, Al-Fayed was known as a flamboyant and wildly outspoken tycoon. Born in Egypt, he built his family's fortune in real estate, shipping, and construction. He moved to Britain in the 1970s, and in 1985 sparked one of the country's most bitter business feuds, trying to take over Harrods. After a quarter of a century of ownership, he sold the department store to Qatar's sovereign wealth fund. Al-Fayed would later become obsessed by the belief that Princess Diana's death was orchestrated by the royal family, a conspiracy theory that was unsupported by any evidence. His own son Dodi, who was dating Diana at the time, died alongside the royal when their car crashed in Paris as they tried to outrun paparazzi.
Pope Francis arrived in Mongolia Friday in their first ever papal visit to the country with less than 1,500 Catholics. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Though Francis is often received as a superstar on his trips abroad, there were few signs the Pope had arrived in the predominantly Buddhist country, apart from a joyous reception along his motorcade route.
I am so happy to see the Pope. I am very thankful for his visit. We have been waiting for this moment for such a long time. He shook my hand twice. I am so excited. So excited.
Francis is set to attend an official welcome ceremony and address government leaders and diplomats on Saturday. On Sunday, he plans to preside over a mass and several other religious events before his Monday departure.
A police officer in the Midwestern city of Warren, Michigan, is praised for reviving a baby during a traffic stop. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
It started as a traffic stop for speeding Tuesday. Warren police officer Brendan Frazier trying to calm the panicked mother and uncle, who say the 18-month-old baby boy has turned blue. The officer flips the baby over, thumps on his back, and pulls fluid from the baby's mouth.
Okay, he's getting air. I can feel it. Listen.
Frazier says he just relied on his training. He and a fellow officer rushed the baby to the hospital. The Warren, Michigan police chief says this shows police work isn't always about writing tickets and making arrests. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The entrance to the Burning Man Counterculture Festival in the Nevada desert has been closed due to flooding from storms. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management said on Saturday that the entrance will be closed for the remainder of the event, which is scheduled to end on Monday. Organizers are urging festival goers to conserve their resources and to shelter in a safe place. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.